We should all know the name Robert Cleaver Chapman, and Gospel Folio has reprinted a biography of him written by Frank Holmes. The original title was Brother Indeed. I don't know why they thought they could improve on that, but anyway, they don't use that title anymore, but I much prefer it. Anyway, Robert C. Chapman, 70 years serving the Lord, pastor, teacher, and evangelist. My wife and I read this when we were newly married, and it made a great impression on us, a great challenge to prayer and to charity. Brother Alex Strauch, who's written a lot about eldership, he has championed another book about him by Robert Peterson. They put out another biography, which is also very, very good. And I would recommend this. Everyone who reads this book, they thank me. If I was the one who recommended it, if they read it, they really value it. And the scripture says, he that walks with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. And it's not easy to find wise men, is it? They're not in great supply, but sometimes we can find their biographies and get acquainted with them that way, and this is a great opportunity. Alex Strauch wrote a book that my son Seth recommended to me, If You Bite and Devour One Another. It's from a verse in Galatians chapter 5, and I remember Jane Wolcott recommended this to Seth. He said, you ought to read this. Maybe she told me to read it too. And I looked at the title and I thought, I don't want to read this book. I thought, that is so put offish. And I thought, I know what this book is going to be about. But Seth, he read it and he said, Dad, you need to read this book. I think you'd really appreciate it. And it's really about the tongue. And our brother Don has been talking a little about that. And after I read it, I felt like, we should buy this book in quantities and force feed them to our congregations. It is so good, so needed. And, there are a lot of sins. We probably don't have a large crack cocaine problem here in the congregation. There's some things that are not really a real difficulty with us, but this problem is. And this is very needed. And so, a good word. If you like serious Bible study, I've got two books here I want to recommend. Jabe Nicholson told me when he travels, I don't think he's traveling a lot these days, but when he was traveling a lot, he would bring Treasury of Bible Doctrine with him. And when he was really needing help with certain messages, he would forage through this. This was put up by Precious Seed Publications from the old country and has short 4-page articles full about biblical doctrine. It is so sound. And you have the old timers, C.F. Hogg and W.E. Vine and George Goodman and some of the really fine, some of the very best Bible teachers from back in the 30s and 40s writing material here. And I have found it to be really helpful. So if I wanted, I know Mike has recommended Wilmington's as a great thing. Well, anyway, this is that kind of a book, a really good resource. And of course, Gospel Folio also published many books by David Gooding. They've got True to the Faith about the book of Acts. One of the finest expositions, very helpful, on the basic thrust and the idea of the book of did I say Acts? The book of Acts. And David Gooding, I have not been disappointed with the books I have gone through with him. I remember we used key Bible concepts that he and John Lennox did when we had a Bible study in the Flieger home years ago. Really helpful. Thank you.